Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Then you have the quarterbacks, and we'll talk about Lamar specifically in a second. But for Mahomes, like, this idea, though, that Mahomes has a chance to continue to show that he basically has owned Lamar Jackson. What else does, I mean, aren't we already there, man? Like, he has only lost to him one time, and it was the Sunday night game that you and I have joked about because I was at that game in Baltimore with the Clyde fumble and then walking out of the stadium with the fans mooning my family on the way out. And so it's a game I'll never forget.
Bleak.
It's a game I'll never forget. Since then, they haven't lost. And we all saw in the postseason what the Chiefs were able to do to Lamar Jackson as a whole. So, like, I don't buy this. Mahomes, like, the Mahomes versus Lamar angle, that's not what excites me tonight.
Oh, it's not Mahomes.
No,
I mean, Lamar's the defending MVP.
No, Lamar is great. He is I told you, and people did not agree with me on the text line. I think he will be in the Hall of Fame. And people are like, oh, there's no, he will end up in the Hall of Fame. But the build up to the game, like the promotion to the game will have Mahomes and Lamar highlights. But that matchup, that's not why I'm excited tonight. Like, I've seen Lamar play enough. I've seen how Mahomes matches up in a game against a Lamar Jackson led offense. It usually results in wins.
Often. But here's the thing, Lamar. So I think they're the second best team in the NFL, as I told you. But the Lamar versus Mahomes part, that can't be a thing until Lamar holds up his end of the bargain. Now, I'll say Lamar Jackson has just as many AFC title game appearances and playoff wins as Josh Allen does. He's got more MVPs than Josh Allen's zero. He's won the division, not as much. Josh Allen does win the AFC East pretty consistently. But Lamar Jackson is a more accomplished quarterback than Josh Allen. But I've seen Josh Allen go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. Very rarely is that the case with Lamar. We haven't had this heavyweight bout. I've seen that with Joe Burrow occasionally. I've seen those once. Hell, I've seen it with Justin Herbert. Like, I want to see Lamar. If this is going to be like Lamar versus Mahomes, and I'm going to get back amped up for a postseason game against the two, where it's him versus him for a second straight year, you better start holding up your end of the bargain. This is a massive game for Lamar Jackson from just a confidence-building standpoint. If he is going to turn this into the kind of season he wants to have again and compete for another MVP and compete for another Super Bowl, he has got to get past the single biggest hurdle in his career, which is Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen's in the same boat. They could probably sit in a little like kayak together and reminisce about the times they've come up short against Patrick Mahomes. But it seems like it's been particularly bad for Lamar, doesn't it? He still gets a weird rap. He doesn't get mentioned with Joe Burrow and Josh Allen the way he should. Because to me, it's Patrick Mahomes is one. There is no side number. There is no other thing. But right now in the league, I still think Lamar, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen are just two A, B, and C. I think they're the grouping of quarterbacks where if you told me you thought Josh Allen was the second best quarterback, fine.
Yeah, and
Joe wants to tell me it's Joe Burrow, okay. Mac wants to tell me it's Lamar Jackson. Sounds good. I'm not here to have a fight about it or disagree with that notion, but it's still like Mahomes and then the rest of them. Somebody else wants to enter the conversation. Fine.
And that's going to be the case for his entire career. Let's just be honest. So, I mean, that I think is a conversation that we will continue to have. It's basically who is after that. And we all know for many, many years, everybody has thrown out different quarterbacks to be the showdown matchup with Mahomes. It was Mahomes Jackson. It's been Mahomes Watson. It's now this year, I'm sure we'll get Mahomes Stroud. That'll be what people build up. Mahomes and Allen, like Mahomes Herbert. We've had all these attempts, and I get it. From a promotion angle, that's what everybody's going for on the Sunday night broadcast and Thursday night football and opening night like tonight and everything like that. And it is two time MVP Lamar versus two-time MVP Patrick Mahomes. Like, that doesn't happen very often in the NFL for an opening night game. And so that is true. I just think because while win-loss is not a QB stat that we bring up a whole lot, but when it's these two individuals and we are talking about like a specific head-to-head type of thing and just seeing what happened in the playoffs, like it's hard for me to specifically get excited about the, like, it's not Mahomes versus Lamar to
no,
me. Like,
it's just the Chiefs Ravens,
the two best and teams Mahomes. Maybe in the AFC. Yeah. And you know, we know we're going to see something special tonight. Like, we know when Mahomes plays a game, there's going to be something we see tonight that is going to have us probably like laughing hysterically because like, how the hell did he do that?
He just threw a ball behind his back.
There'll be a play from Lamar Jackson. We're like, oh my goodness. Like, that's what's fun about tonight.
Didn't he catch a pass of himself in that AFC title game?
I think so.
Yeah.
Those are the times.
did it really?
Those are the times that like, those used to be the moments that like burnt the Chiefs. Marcus Mariota would catch it. And then you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this again. I can't keep living this way is what it felt like for the longest time when you were a Chiefs fan. And now it's not like that at all. Life's good. Like they just win championships and stay ahead of these teams. Look, tonight, I expect the Ravens to really try to run the ball. I expect them to be aggressive with that because they screwed that up in the AFC Championship game. Borderline maybe overcorrect for what had taken place before because they might run themselves back into that issue. So, okay, maybe there, maybe one other thing, but I expect the Chiefs to go deep. I expect them to try to flex their passing muscle because what they said last year, I think, will be the theme for the regular season this year. When Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Creed Humphrey and whoever came on this show all told us that last year's regular season wasn't fun, I don't think they want to feel that way again, Gold. I think they want this regular season to be fun. To score points, to go up and down the field, to be aggressive. And I expect them to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying about sending a message to the league. It's not to show that you're still good. We all know that. Everybody in the league knows that. They have that respect for quite some time. But it is what you're saying. Like the fun aspect refers to the offense being high-flying again and almost unstoppable at times and doing virtually whatever they want. Like that's the message they have a chance to send. They're going up against, let's not forget, a really good Ravens defense this year. And so that is something that'll be a good test anyway. Like if you were asking to go up against a team to prove that this offense is different, this is a hell of a test for that. To go up against Baltimore. They're not going up against one of the worst teams in the league to start the season where like, okay, they put up 32 points or something, and you're like, okay, I need to see it against a better team. This is a great test right away. If the Chiefs are able to show on Thursday night opener like this evening against that defense that they're capable of going 28-plus a game again, that's to me is the opportunity they have and where they could really have everybody tomorrow morning on every national show leading, discussing, oh boy, the Chiefs offense is back. Like that would
prepare
be
accordingly. You're
the story.
All screwed.
And I think that might be the story tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be? I mean, if the Chiefs drop, and they've dropped plenty of points in openers, they could drop 35 against the Ravens tonight. Our lead tomorrow is going to be like, oh, it's back. We are back.
It's very possible.
No more. Like, did they? I'm not even kidding. How many times did they score 30 points last year? Two, three? I mean, it couldn't have been that many. They scored 23 points a game.
I don't know specific point total, but I'll tell you, we were looking at just for the betting show and everything. The Chiefs games in the last 22 at Arrowhead have gone under the number eight. They're 18-4. 18-4 towards the under in the last 22 games at Arrowhead. There have not been many games that have gone over their totals.
They scored more than 30 against the Bears. Remember, they dropped 41 against them. They scored 31 against the Chargers. They scored 31 against the Raiders in the first game. End of list. They scored in the regular season last year, and including the postseason, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. In the regular season last year, they scored 33 times. That's it. This is a team that 5 years ago averaged 34 points per game, and they just didn't have it last year. So many scores, and they're like, oh, the Chiefs got 23 today, or 19. Or, you know,
I remember the conversations we had throughout the season. That's why the defense was so important. And the fact that they were top two, top three defense throughout last season. But that's why the Chiefs offense was 14th in points per game, because you just laid it out there. Where were their point totals throughout much of the season? But tonight is an opportunity, to say the least.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.